Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story, which continues today in the office of Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. A long-distance phone call has come through from the naval base. Editor White listens attentively as Lois Lane, star girl reporter of the paper, stands anxiously at his desk.
Yes, go on. Are you sure? I see. All right, Evans, thanks a lot. And call me if anything breaks. Right. Well, that was Evans of the Consolidated News. He's at the naval base. It doesn't look too good, Lois.
What do you mean, Mr. White?
Well, here's the story. The Navy sent that new Grayson-designed submarine out on a test dive early today. It went down to 350 feet and then got stuck.
Stuck? You mean on the bottom?
No, it was diving at 2,000 feet of water. Well, anyway, it was stuck at 350. Couldn't go forward, backward, up, or down.
But, gee, that's impossible.
Well, you haven't heard anything yet. A second submarine with the head of the naval base, Commander Leeds, on board, went down to investigate. Evans just told me a report came in that the second sub just sent up a disaster buoy with a note in it saying that they were stuck at 250 feet.
Well, I don't understand it.
Well, neither does anyone at the naval base. No matter what happens, this will make the biggest sea story of the year.
Well, then why hasn't Clark Kent phoned it in? He's covering it, isn't he?
For a very good reason, Lois. He's on that second submarine.
What?
That's right. Evans said Kent got special permission to make the dive.
You mean Clark stuck down there at 250 feet?
That's what I mean. You can learn something about reporting from this, Lois. Get your story no matter where you have to go to get it. That boy has courage.
Courage? Clark Kent has courage? Why, he's as meek as a lamb and afraid of his shadow.
Don't you believe it. Perry White talking. Yes? Oh, they are. Good. Good. Yes, I'll be there. Thanks. Now, that was Evans again. They're sending divers down to attach cables to the submarine Kent is on in an attempt to raise it. I'm driving down to the naval base. It's only 100 miles from here, and I can make it in 2 hours. Want to come along?
Sure.
Okay, grab a hat and meet me at the elevator. Make it fast.
On the way.
Give me the press room. O'Neill, Perry White. Hold the 7-star final till you hear from me. That's right. I'll call you before 7.
I think we're on the wrong road, Mr. White. The last sign I saw said 20 miles to the naval base, and we've been driving almost an hour since we passed it. Hadn't we better ask someone?
Ask someone? Now, where in the name of heaven are you going to find anyone to ask? This looks like no man's land.
Well, there's a fork in the road up ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll go left, and that'll head us toward the ocean.
Maybe we better go back to that sign.
I got a hunch we're on the right road now. There, smell the salt air? That means we're near water.
Well, I hope we're near something. What's that red light?
I don't know. Good grief. It's a dead-end sign. This is as far as the road goes. Now, you see, I told you we were near water. There's the beach and the ocean.
But no naval base. Now what do we do?
Turn back, I guess.
Wait a minute. Isn't that a house up on the hill there? Can't quite make it out in the darkness.
Yeah, looks like a house. Yes, it is. No lights and probably deserted.
You can't tell. Some of these big summer houses look weatherbeaten.
Okay, might as well.
You may be right about it being deserted. Not a sign of life. Everything's overgrown and the windows are boarded up.
Oh, we're just wasting time, Lois. We might just as well start back.
We're almost up the hill now, and there's just a slim chance that...
Shh. What's the matter?
Shh. Listen. Don't you hear the hum of a motor?
So what? Probably a fishing boat.
No, it's not a boat motor. It's too powerful, like a big electric motor or a dynamo.
Oh, you're imagining things.
No, I'm not. Come on, let's get closer to the house.
Don't move, either of you. I have your car.
What's this? Who are you? Fire.
I'm standing directly in front of you, but you cannot see me because of the darkness. My finger is on the trigger of a revolver. I warn you that if you make one move that I don't like, I will shoot you down like dogs. You understand?
Yes. Yes, we understand.
Good. Now hold out your hands, palms up. All right, Hans, put on the bases. Gentlemen,
Doctor, what is the meaning of this?
I demand an explanation.
You will get all the explanation that's coming to you. Lead him into the house with a flashlight, Hans.
Yeah.
Remember, I am following close behind you. Be careful. Go ahead.
You pay for this. I'll have the police down on you so fast.
Please, Mr. White, don't lose your head.
The young lady gives you good advice.
Never mind any advice.
Open the door, Hans. Step inside, both of you.
And what if I refuse?
You might get a bullet in the back of your head.
Mr. White, please do as he says.
Close the door, Hans. Lock it.
Yeah.
Now we will turn on a light and see what we have here. That's better. Well, a very pretty girl and an old man.
Don't you call me an old man. You put that gun down and I'll show you how old I am.
This is not a test for physical strength, my friend. What is your name, young lady?
Lois Lane.
And yours?
It's none of your business. But I'm Perry White, editor of the most powerful newspaper in the state, the Daily Planet.
So, you are the editor of the Daily Planet. Ah, how interesting.
We were on our way to the naval base and took the wrong road.
What do you take me for, a fool? Jawohl.
Doctor!
Nun, was ist denn?
Es sind bereit, den zweiten hineinzubringen. Sollen wir anfangen?
Sofort. Now, Mr. White, you must have realized the danger of coming here as you did.
But I tell you, we were lost.
Quiet.
And we just...
Naturally, neither of you can leave this house alive. There's too much at stake. For the time being, however, you will remain where you are, in this room. Very shortly, you will be joined by an employee of yours.
What are you talking about?
Within less than an hour, you will be joined by a man whom you both must know. A man named Clark Kent.
Trapped in the deserted house high on a cliff overlooking the sea, Lois and Perry White stare at their captor in blank amazement as the vibrant hum of the mysterious motor builds to a frightening pitch. Meanwhile, back on the rescue submarine, suspended 250 feet below the surface, we find Clark Kent and Commander Leed standing at the escape hatch.
Kent, it would be suicide to go out that hatch now. The water pressure at this depth would crush you flat.
I'm willing to take a chance, Commander. I know I can make it.
Don't be a fool. We'll have divers down here before morning. We can hold out.
It'll be too late then. You remember the last word we got from Captain Denning on Grayson's new submarine, that it was being dragged? Well, that may happen to us at any moment. What good will divers do then?
Oh, I can't think anymore. I don't know.
Commander, there's something behind all this. Something sinister. No natural hazard could trap two submarines at different water levels and prevent them from moving in any direction.
What do you think it is? What do you think stopped the Grayson sub at 350 feet and this one at 250? What could it be?
I don't know. But there's only one way to find out. Through that escape hatch. Please let me try it.
No. No, I can't. We'll be sending a man to his death. I can't do it, I tell you.
Now look, Commander. You and I are alone in the stern compartment of this submarine. The bulkhead door is closed. None of your crew can hear what's going on.
What's that got to do with your going out the escape hatch?
Simply this. I may have to take desperate measures, Commander.
What do you mean?
I may have to force you to let me use the hatch. I don't want to resort to anything so drastic, but... Oh, no, Commander. Stay away from that door.
Get you out of your mind. Stand back. I'm ordering you to stand back.
I'm sorry I have to disobey, but this is an emergency. I'll accept full responsibility and suffer whatever consequences there are. Now, which way will it be? With your help or without?
Kent, for the love of... Commander Lee.
Lock the door. Please. Tell him you'll be out shortly.
Commander Lee.
Please, Commander. Do as I tell you, please.
I'll be out shortly.
Very good, sir.
Thank you. Now, what's your decision, Commander?
You win, Kent. You're a young fool, but I admire your courage. Go ahead.
Thank you, Commander. And now, I want your word as an officer and a gentleman that you'll make no attempt to stop me.
You have my word.
Good. How does the escape hatch work?
It's a steel cylinder running through the stern of the submarine.
Yes?
There are two circular doors. That one you see ahead of you, and one on the outside of the hull.
I see.
You enter the cylinder, and I close the inside door. I then force the hull door open with compressed air, and
I'm out.
Yes. You're out.
All right, let's go.
Now, wait a minute. In that starboard compartment, you'll find a Monson lung.
I won't need it, Commander.
Kent, it's the one chance in a million you've got. How else can you breathe going up through 250 feet of water?
Okay. Is this it?
Yes. It fits over your mouth and nose. Huh? Be sure to turn the oxygen valve the moment you get into the escape hatch. Put the lung on now. You can keep the mouthpiece up until you're ready.
Yeah. I don't suppose I look very pretty in it.
Don't joke, Kent. Please don't joke.
Well, I'm all set. Open the hatch. Now, I climb in there. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Here goes. Goodbye, Commander. See you soon.
Goodbye, Kent. And good luck. May the Lord forgive me.
Unaware that Clark Kent is in reality Superman, Commander Leeds stands at the escape hatch as the air pressure builds up and opens the hatch to the sea, certain that he has sent a man to his death. What will Superman find in the darkness of the ocean depth? What is the mystery of the disabled submarines? And two, what is the mystery of the deserted house where Lois and Perry White are held captive?
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.